I started with 99% Invisible as a radio show. It was a module on KALW. It ran for 5 minutes. I had it on a website and told my friends, oh, it's out here, you know, check it out. And they immediately said, well, where's the podcast of it? And I didn't have a great desire to do a podcast. I just wasn't. At the time, the series was funded for 13 episodes for me to pilot it out, so I wasn't sure it was going to be ongoing even. And then I, so when I started the podcast, then it began to take it on its own life as a podcast. Mm-hmm. And so that's how it all functioned.
When did you know when you were onto something? When did you know it?
I mean, with the show, I kind of felt it right away. I felt it before when the name 99% Invisible came up is when I felt like I know how to do that show. It wasn't like I didn't know how to do the architecture show necessarily. I knew how to do a show about the things, all the thought that goes into things that people don't think about. I knew how to do that show. I just kind of knew it would be good.
Did you fund your podcast to begin with?
A design company right away sponsored it, called Lunar, who did the first set. And then they signed on for a second. It didn't cover all the costs. But I did it at nights and weekends, and I just tried to make it work. And I found little underwriting here and there. And then I would just, you know, like as the audience was building, I went to people on Twitter and I said, do you have a company? Can you help? Whatever. And then Facebook got in touch and they sponsored the show. So Facebook and MailChimp started doing it, but it wasn't going to be enough to make it work. And then I did the Kickstarter. Because the Kickstarter was such a success, more advertising flowed from that.
What has changed about the way you communicate and see the world based on 99% Invisible?
It's changed me a ton. I'm much more critical because of the way designers see the world. I now notice all the failures a lot more. But more than that, I notice the stories and the successes and the way that really real geniuses have solved problems, even when intention and the application of a design completely breaks down. It's a fun story to tell.